So, Father Turlough, what exactly is the Irish Church Music Association Summer School?
The Summer School is the yearly gathering of people that are involved in church music around the whole country, from choirs and schools and parishes, that come to experience and share music, have a festival experience, learn what they can benefit from for the year to come, and just gain skills from meeting each other, those that are involved in church music.
So is it a very specialist event, or is it open to, you know, people who might just sing in a choir or lead a choir, or is it a very specialist event?
It's for all different types of people. Some people come that can't even sing because they just like the experience of listening to what is happening. Some come and are very well skilled, and sometimes it might be a little bit of a put off for people who come first of all because they think they have to be very top quality, and that if they come into some of the workshops they can't sight read. But there's all different people of all different experience and levels that are there, and they find it of benefit and they get something out of it.
Now tell me about this year's school. It's on in July, and you've picked a theme, I think, haven't you?
Yes, we've picked the joy of the gospel this year. Pope Francis has written about it, and we wanted to keep in to that same theme, because really doesn't music add so much joy to all of our liturgies and all of our life? And we're conscious that things have changed for people, and the summer school used to be a full week long event, but we're moving it to a weekend. So from Thursday the 3rd until Sunday the 6th we'll be gathering, and we will have the summer school for those days, for all of the Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, July 3rd until 6th.
Now, give me a flavour of what an average day at the summer school comprises.
An average day at the summer school can mean, if you go to everything, you can be wrecked, because it is such a full experience of morning prayers in the morning, and then a music gathering where you learn the stuff for that we'll be using during the different events during the day, different workshop breakout groups and all different types of themes, like we have one on parish repertoire, we have choir skills, we have ones that are focused towards young people in schools and parish links. We have this year a very special thing that's happening. Each year we've had a special choir, which is like a four-part harmony choir, but we're having this year a new youth generation, our new kind of generation youth choir, which is to let a new young voice of church music be heard. And then you'll have then liturgies in the evening. That is an opportunity to sing what we've learned during the course of the day. Some nights there's a quiz, there's the AGM of the association one night, there's an official opening the first night, but it's a very full day and people take it at their own pace.
Yeah, now, I mean, it does sound like it's a very full day, but there's an opportunity to kind of mix and network, and the social aspect to any event like this is very important.
Yes. One of the great things that people find is that when they're in their own parishes, they might feel a bit isolated. It's only them. But when they come together, they share the experiences around the mealtimes, around walks, around the whole college, and around the workshops. So that it means that they come to learn from each other, not just from the tutors, but from each other in the summer school itself.
Now, have you particular workshop focuses this year, or do you keep them very, very general?
They quite often are pretty general, but they vary slightly. So this year we have four main tutorials or workshop groups. One is parish repertoire, which is just the general remit of what you could use in a parish, new music that's available, maybe some music from the past that we've forgotten about that would be good and uplifting, and tie in with that theme of the joy of the gospel. Then we have one on linking school and parish music. You know, you think of quite often parishes, they don't know what to do when they maybe some children from schools that are coming into their liturgies. This is to help them to connect with those two areas. We have one on choir skills and just general how to sing better, how to get people to sing better. And then one on the psalms that we use in the whole liturgy, because the psalm is the core of what even Jesus used the psalms when he was praying and worshipping. It's the core of our worship and liturgy, and we will have a special workshop on how to use that in a better way.
As the Church Music Summer School, and I suppose the association, you've probably been instrumental and had to do a lot of work in helping parishes to catch up musically, I suppose, from a liturgical music perspective, with the new translation of the Roman Missal.
Yes, we've, as a group association, we've provided regional workshops in different parts of the country throughout the course of the year, and we continue to offer that to any place that would be interested, so that we can just learn from some of the new masses settings that we have, and to some of the older masses have been adapted for the new translation as well. There's a collection called Sing the Mass that has been launched, and we have gone around promoting that. And I suppose one of the things that's important, that we feel is important, is that wouldn't it be great if, no matter what part of the country that we went to, that we had a fair idea of the music, that we all could feel there were one church singing together, rather than just our own little isolated groups. And that's what we're trying to do as an actual association, is to encourage a common kind of knowledge repertoire of music, that we could feel that we're one church body moving forward with this common vision and common theme of the joy of the gospel.
Now, to the detail of the conference, how can people book and what are the different options? Say if someone isn't available for the whole event from Thursday to Sunday, what are the different options?
People can come for the whole event, they can come for just one day, they can come for a few days, or they come even just for one of the liturgies itself. Now, there's a booking form that we have that can be got on the Irish Church Music Association website. The address is www.irishchurchmusicassociation.com, and you can then just download the booking form and then just send in the booking form to the National Centre for Liturgy, St Patrick's College, Maynooth, County Kildare.
Now, I know you're on Facebook and Twitter as well, so if people want to link up with you and follow the conversations, they can find you on Facebook and Twitter, isn't that right?
Yes. Now, I must apologise. I'm not very good with Facebook and Twitter, but we have a lot of young people who are part of the association who come each year, are very enthusiastic and have insisted that we are, so they maintain it, and I'm just grateful that they do that and they look after all that role. So the Facebook page is www.facebook.com/Irish Church Music, and the Twitter is www.twitter.com/ICMA Music.
Now, on that point of young people, what is the age profile of people who come? Does it tend to be an older, I suppose, generation, or do you get a mixture?
The association is 45 years old, and when it first started, there was a lot of nuns used to come to it, and maybe sometimes people have the image that it still is, but you know, there's an awful lot, especially of young teachers that come. Last year, I think, out of all the people we had, 50% of them were under about 30, the age of 30, and it creates a whole new dynamic, and these are people that have taken very much part of the association and the life and vibrancy of it, and so we take anybody from 18 up to 80 to come, and even maybe a few older than that if they wanted, and any age group in between.